Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
As always, very, very concerned about the sustainability of food and water for those in the country that need it most. Joining us this morning is Michael Kranzdorf. He's the newly appointed chairman of the JNF, the Jewish National Fund, talking to us about urban farming, perhaps as a solution to water and food insecurity. A very good morning to you, Michael. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
Yeah, great.
Excellent. Thank you. I'm fascinated to hear about this initiative, because obviously food security at the moment being a major, major concern. We probably will take more notice of it as we head towards Mandela Day and then forget about people that need it once Mandela Day has passed. But nevertheless, it is something to think about on a more sustainable level.
Yeah, you know how I put a lot of effort into focusing on the health consequences of corona, but there's also been a major socio-economic impact, particularly in poorer communities. So the JNF of South Africa has two environmental education centers, one in Mamelodi, just north of Pretoria, and another one in Hammersdale near Durban. And, you know, we were generally focused on, educating learners about the environment and how to improve the environment. And what we realized quite quickly is that the hunger problem in the township once the lockdowns happened was quite horrendous. And so we've had to pivot, and we've had to focus our efforts on urban farming at both centers. So we've got a pensioner's garden where we grow vegetables in Mamelodi to help support the community. It's a self-community initiative. And in the Hammersdale center, what they realized is that the clinics, when the nurses were going out to give medicine to people, that people didn't have any food, actually, and the medicine wasn't actually working because people were so malnourished. So we've, having the expertise in the environment and greening, we've worked with clinics and churches to grow urban gardens on their site. So there are clinics in KwaZulu-Natal are now delivering medicine with some homegrown food. So, you know, that it brought home to us at the JNF sort of, what's going on in this country with regard to hunger. It's sort of hidden from most of us in the suburbs at the moment. And so we decided to do a webinar on the topic to sort of educate people and get South African Jewish community to find out more about what's happening with hunger and how we can help people to grow their own food to feed themselves.
It's such an absurdity, because we live in a country where I know that, of course, water is scarce and we don't have the perfect climate, even though I think we actually do. I don't mean it when I say we don't, because I think we do. A lot of the parts of the country, we do get a decent amount of rain or have access to water. We have land. A lot of our land is and space is fertile. This should be surely inculcated into our very nature. We should be growing food, surely, in every area where there might be people who could benefit from it, surely.
You know, you're absolutely right, Howard. But you know, I've realized, I'm quite new to being the chairman of the JNF, and what I missed, and probably most of us do, is that actually, it's a lot of work to educate people how to look after trees, how to plant a fruit tree, how to water the fruit tree regularly. It actually requires quite a bit of preparation, preparing the soil, etc. And it requires continued maintenance. So, you know, quite a lot of the food gardens that we built at schools here in Mamelodi during lockdown, there was no one around to care for it. And you know, we've had to start from scratch to rebuild it. So you're right. It should be easy, but it's not. It requires, education. It requires, investment in seeds. It requires investment in soil. It requires, running water. I mean, I can tell you at our Mamelodi, site, for example, we've had to build a borehole, and secure it because, of theft, for example, and the infrastructure actually being, targeted. So, it sounds simple, but it's not actually. you know, so, yeah, so it takes a lot of education and actually investment to be able to produce even a modest vegetable garden.
So how do you go about doing that? Do you start off, it sounds like you do, at various sites rather where you can control and then distribute?
Correct. So we have our own site in Mamelodi. It's a joint initiative with the Department of Education. So, and there's a big open piece of land there that we use that's fenced off, but even so, it's still security is an issue. But we're able to use that land. We've set up water infrastructure so that there's a pump and a borehole so that there's enough water for the piece of land. And members of the community, they're actually, it's a pensioner's garden. It's actually elderly retired people. They come daily and they till the soil. We provide them with education on how to grow the plants and seeds in order to do that. And that's sort of one initiative. We've also worked with schools to help, that's in Mamelodi as well, to plant vegetable gardens at the schools. We work with them, we teach them, we set them up and then do regular visits to make sure that, you know, things are growing and that it's working and hopefully hand it over to the community to start to run themselves. That's the idea.
That sounds absolutely incredible. What about getting the more privileged areas and schools involved? If a school has an area that is underutilized, surely it would be of value. For example, even a school where food security isn't a major concern, to get the kids involved with planting, understanding how the land works, and the fact that, well, once that becomes available, maybe they can take some home, but maybe some is available to residents in the area or who can come to the school once a month, once a week, whatever it would be for additional produce. What about getting the, I don't know, old age home, the Jewish old age homes involved in planting areas where it's probably a very reasonable activity, obviously not the work that could be compromising, but get everybody involved in understanding that what we put into this earth, we get out of it, and that we can just assist people, that just doing this type of work, people will benefit from us.
Johan, I think that's some great ideas. So, you know, that's why we decided to host this webinar on Thursday night to highlight some of the initiatives that are happening. Obviously, we've got our own initiative that we're doing as the JNF of South Africa, but there's also very interesting stuff happening in Israel with regard to urban agriculture that we'd like to share, and very interesting stuff happening in South Africa. We've got a speaker, for example, from Victoria Yards. I don't know if you've been there, but they've used that artist space.
Victoria Yards. I always get them confused with Victoria's Secrets, but that's something different.
Yeah, yes. Right. So they've been quite at the cutting edge of sort of urban agriculture and using their premises to grow food for the community. So we really are trying to showcase some of those things and post the webinar, as you suggested. We'd really like to engage with, obviously, once the schools are back, but with the Jewish day schools. And
I mean, what a healthy exercise on every different level. I mean, there's actually no part of this that doesn't do good for the people participating and then the people that are receiving the product.
Yeah, and you know how it was really cutting edge, actually, is I'm sure everyone knows the Dizengoff Center in Israel, the shopping center. They're actually growing on the roof using hydroponic technology, like with very limited water, no soil. They're actually growing vegetables on the roof and selling those to the restaurants in the shopping center for fresh produce.
Incredible. Absolutely.
Yes, yeah. And we think that's sort of a model that maybe we could replicate here in South Africa. So we're hoping they're actually in the webinar going to give us a tour of their vegetable garden and see some of the technology they're using to do that.
Absolutely incredible. So when is this webinar taking place?
It's Thursday night, 7 o'clock, on Zoom. People can register if they go to our Facebook page, the JNF of South Africa, they'll see it. Or they can also call the JNF offices and book a place. They can call on 011-645-2579. That's 011-645-2579 if you want to book a seat on the webinar.
I think this is absolutely awesome. Michael Cransdorf, newly appointed chairman of the JNF, the Jewish National Fund of South Africa. Thank you for joining us and talking about that initiative.